It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
Nothing awake your day. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street. Dark light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And all this week, it's a prophetic week. And today on the broadcast, we have a well-known prophetess. Her name is Cindy Jacobs, and she's going to be giving prophetic words for 2015 that she gave earlier in the year at a church that I ministered at on several occasions, Trinity Church in Cedar Hill, Texas. So, the Bible says that the Lord will do nothing unless he shares his prophetic words with his servants, the prophets. So this week is a week of prophetic words, and I just know that the Holy Spirit is present to speak to us about the future, and the future reveals the wonderful things that we can anticipate, and the prophecy also reveals warnings about what may happen unless we pray. So we know that most every prophetic word is conditional, and that's why we must pray. So, Father, today, here on BPN Radio on this Wednesday, we come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God be done on this broadcast today. And so before we begin with the prophetic words, we just want to declare, our Father which art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And so today is a good day. I declare this is a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We're going over and not going under. God did not bring us this far to let us down. God did not bring us this far to let us drown. We're going to the other side. We're going to be strong finishers. We know how to blow the charge. We don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for us, who can be against us? Nobody. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. We have choices to make today. We can be sad, we can be mad, or we can be glad. We choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice, and we choose to be happy. Today is the happiest day of our life because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Today's a good day. We can do what God says we can do. We can go where God says we can go. We can stay where God says we can stay. We can buy what God says we can buy. We can give what God says we can give. We can live where God says we can live. We can receive what God says we can receive. We can sow where God says we can sow. We can reap where God says we can reap. We can meet who God says we can meet. We can pay off what God says we can pay off. We can drive where God says we can drive. We can drive what God says we can drive. We can fly where God says we can fly. We can minister where God says we can minister. We can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens us. Today's a good day. God's setting things up for us today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. New season, new opportunities, new peace, new joy, new contentment, new health, new wealth, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, new home paid off, new vehicle paid off, new opportunities, new favor, new partners, new dreams, new visions, new giant-killing days, new bills paid off, new opportunities, new rhythm, new freedom, new anointing, new dreams, new vision, new beginnings. Today is a good day. We declare that all is well today. All is well. All is well in our family. All is well in our future. All is well in our marriage. All is well with our kids. All is well in our finances. All is well in our job. All is well in our business. All is well in our church. All is well in our city. All is well in our nation. Today's a good day, beautiful day, blessed day, God day, happy day, contented day, joyful day, blessed day, TGIW. Thank God it's Wednesday. Thank God it's Wednesday. And we are so thankful, God, for your presence today, that you are with us. And we are not living by our feelings. We're not living by our circumstances. But Lord, you said the just shall live by faith. And today we feel your presence. And we are thankful for that today. In Jesus' name, your presence is like heaven to me. We'll be back after this song. And Cindy Jacobs will be sharing a prophetic word for 2015.
Your presence is here. Turnaround year. That's very good news, and This morning I'm bringing the word of the Lord, as you know, for 2015, not only for Trinity Church, but what we say here today is going to go worldwide. Many people wait for this service from Trinity. I want to welcome those watching online as well. Many friends, people have been texting me and WhatsApping me. And, you know, just letting me know you're watching, hello. And this is a season where we are moving in to a very, very unique time. And we have something called the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders. In fact, we met here, thank you very much, Pastor, at Trinity Church this year. And we have some of our own, very own, that are part of this council of prophets, and we have some that have been on for a while and some in emerging generations that we've added. Willa de Havilland Ford, Gabriel Laura Allred, Anthony and Melissa Medina are on that council here. And so we have a part of this. And do you want to know what God is saying? Do you want to know what he's saying for you and for your family? And how do you get through this year, both good and bad? Amen? Are you ready for that? Well, this is a turnaround year. And as we look at what the Holy Spirit is saying, it's just fascinating to share this. What I'm going to do is, rather than begin with just one scripture, I've embedded a lot of scripture in it. Can you imagine taking the word from 30 prophets and trying to distill it down and tell you that word in like 35 minutes? That is a minor miracle. And then not only that, I've got the word for Trinity I want to give you. And I want to make sure that you get what you need. So I always, you know, this is one I agonize over every year. I'm always, help me, Jesus. I write my prayer partners. You got to pray for me. You know, there's always a lot of warfare around it. And I want to tell you, you know, I pay a price to give you this thing. You need to pray for me more. And so anyway, but it's a great time and a great season that I'm very, very excited about. You know, as I've been reading the prophecies that other people have given, it's very interesting to see the spectrum. You know, some are, you know, everything is going to hell in a handbasket. You know, you have those prophets and you know, which is very like a lamentations kind of thing. And then you have those that are the pessimists, and you have those that say, well, if anybody gives a good word for this year, they're not even a prophet, you know. So, and here I am, you know, I got to navigate through all of that. Well, I want to say to you, even if the world has a bad year, we have the turnaround year. Are you understanding this? Whatever the enemy may have planned, the point is, the body of Christ should be the shining light. We should be the overcomers. We are called to triumph. We are not like the world. Are you understanding this? We are not of the world. We are not like the world. We are caused to triumph. We are caused to be conquerors. And so as I'm getting in the spirit, as I do, you know, I'm listening to prophecies which are true, that it's going to be a tumultuous year, that it's a year of whirlwinds. You know, as we look at the Hebrew symbols for this year, we can see that they might indicate some of that. There's many ways that we could look at the word, but as I began to intercede, the Lord said to me, no, this is the divine year of the turnaround at the midnight hour. It's the turnaround year. So, you know, I began to look, and last week Robert Madu got up here, and I thought he was going to preach my sermon, and I told him he better watch that, you know. So, but you know, this is a season where things may look very, very dark. And if they look very, very dark, you better get excited, because you're getting ready to see the biggest and the greatest breakthrough you have ever experienced in your life. Put your hands together and thank God for that. Now listen, it's very important that you listen to the word of the Lord and be a doer of the word and not a hearer of the word only. Are you understanding this? So there are going to be instructions given to you. This is a year when the prophets gave admonitions. What does that mean? It's like, okay, this may happen, but if they admonished us, if we do these things, we're going to turn around. If we do these things, we're going to be okay. Not only that, as I said earlier, we're going to overcome. And so this is what the Lord told us. This is a year when God will give his people the chance to recalibrate. in the midst of what Satan seems to be doing in the whirlwind year. To recalibrate, listen to what it means. It means to correct in mid-course, modify, amend, change, bring a metamorphosis, renovate, transform, or to turn. The turnaround year. When caught in a whirlwind, you may need to do all of these things. You may need to reset. You may need to reevaluate. You may need to say, I've been trying it this way a long time, and that's not working, darling. You're going to have to decide that you're going to get in the spirit. That's why we pray. Get in the spirit and say, Lord, I've got to hear my turnaround word. I have to hear from the Holy Spirit what I'm supposed to do. Don't just keep on doing the things that don't work. Amen? If they're not working for you, you need to ask God why, and you need to restructure. So let God push the reset button in your life. So you're going to understand that this is what God is going to give. He's going to release new anointing, new wisdom. In fact, the word of wisdom. You may not be familiar with that spiritual gift, but the word of wisdom will actually give you supernatural information on what to do when you don't know what to do. How many of you say, there are times I don't know what to do. Can I see your hands? How many right now you don't know what to do? Can I see your hands? Yeah, right. I mean, I have some things in my life like that too. You know, and there's some things that we're afraid to confront. Now, I want to share with you a word of wisdom. The Holy Spirit is saying you may have to start a whirlwind. Are you getting that? You may have to be the one that says, oh no, this is not right. It might be in your marriage. It might be in your job situation. It might be in some other situation. But you have got to hear the courage. Now listen, this is a word for you. I know it's a word for you. Some of you, you know, might be with an employer, an employee. It might be with a friend. It might be whatever relationships it is. But if you are too timid, you're just going to have the status quo and you're going to be griping about it. This is a year for a no whining zone. All right, come on, put your hands together. I know you hate it. I mean, but we love it later, don't we? You know, I have a big sign in our office that says, thou shalt not whine. That's for me. I mean, they may think it's for the staff. Oh, no, that's for me. Because I slip into whining so easily. But, and the Lord is really speaking to us. Listen to me. We cannot be spiritually lazy. Are you understanding this? Success is not for the lazy. This is a year that we're going to have to, as we say in Texas, put on your big boy pants and decide that you're going to grow up. Do we love it or do we hate it? Don't be looking at me like a calf in a new gate, as we say here. I'm not sure I'm going through there. This is a year when there is going to be whirlwinds. And I know, listen, I always think when I'm going to preach a message, oh no, if I have a message on turnaround in the year of the whirlwinds, I'm going to have to live that thing. Oh no, and have I ever been living that thing? But in the midst of the whirlwind, guess what? God's going to turn it around. Put your hands together. It's the turnaround year. Remember that God spoke to Job out of the whirlwind, Job 38:1. There are many things out of proper alignment that will only be put into the right alignment through a shaking. And so we all hate the shaking. But I want to tell you, it's dysfunctional not to get your life into right alignment. Out of fear, out of timidity, out of being afraid you're going to lose. This is a year we must have great spiritual courage. Can you say amen? We must have great spiritual courage. This is a year we move from helplessness to hope. This is a year we move from helplessness to hope. Robert Madu referred to this last week, 2 Kings 21-11. Hezekiah was told he was going to die But he turned his face to the wall, and God gave him 15 more years. Hezekiah had a turnaround year. Just think of this prophet. They probably called him a false prophet. First he comes in and tells the king, prepare yourself, you're going to die. Then he goes out the door, and Hezekiah turns his face to the wall, and the prophet has to go back and say, now you're not going to die. Listen, prophets get in big trouble for that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, I know that story, you know? I mean, I give a word, and, you know, then somebody prays, and it doesn't happen, and then I've called the big false prophet all over the internet. Okay, but anyway, we have a job to do. So it's a violent, tumultuous season, but it will be a season of the greatest favor you have ever known. So we need to just say, okay, God, let it shake. Yeah, let it rock and roll. If you're going to change my life, aren't you tired of living the way you've been living? Don't you need to recalibrate? Don't you need to say, okay, I'm going to make significant change? You need to determine this year, whatever it is, to go through your metamorphosis, that you're going to do it. You know what happens in metamorphosis, don't you? Well, there is a lot of struggle. And sometimes, if any, you know how it is scientifically, if you try to help that caterpillar out of that cocoon, and you don't let them struggle in it, well, I'm telling you what's going to happen is that thing will die. It will never fly. Some of you, now this is a word of the Lord. Some of you have been propping up people in your life, and you're trying to rescue them, and you are that fire extinguisher that God's trying to start a fire under their life, but you keep coming along with your little fire extinguisher and your unsanctified mercy, and you're putting that fire out. But the Lord says, this is a year that you're going to have to let me deal with what I need to deal with. This is a year that you need to get out of the way and let me be God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a good word. That's a good word. This is a year of rest. Now, how could I say that? Isn't that crazy to say that? Here I just told you it's going to be a tumultuous year, but it's going to create a whirlwind. And how do you find rest in the midst of the storm? Well, you have to find that eye. You have to learn how to walk in the peace of God. The 15th year, day of the year of the Hebraic calendar, actually represents rest. This will be a year of Sabbath rest. And this was our admonition. Remember I said the prophets had admonitions? This is the admonition for you. There are some of you that have never taken any kind of sabbatical. And you might say, oh, that's just for, you know, a doctor of education, or that sometimes ministers take sabbaticals. No, the Lord shows me that every one of you in some way needs to ask God, how do you enter a Sabbath? In other words, how do you come to a time of rest? Now, listen to me. This is a word of faith for you. Some of you have not ever taken a vacation because you think you don't have the money. But if you will get in faith, God is going to give you the vacation of your dreams. And I wasn't going to tell this story, and I'm trying to rush, but I'm going to tell you a story. Many years ago, when Mike and I were first married, you know, we were like, you know, I cried if I had to spend $4 on something, you know, or it was a disaster if the kid's shoe broke or something. That's kind of where we were. And so, you know, but one day I got it in my spirit that I was going to go to Hawaii. Mike and I were going on a second honeymoon. We never really had a first honeymoon. My dad died a month before we got married. A lot of things happened. So we were going to go to Hawaii first class. So I told my husband, and you know, I'm sorry, Michael, you know, about this, but at that time, he was not the mighty man of faith he is now, almost 41 years later. And so he said, honey, you know, we can't afford to go to Hawaii. I said, well, maybe you can't afford to go to Hawaii, but I am in faith that God is going to send us to Hawaii, and we're going to go first class, and we're going to have a second honeymoon. So you know what he did in those days? He just rolled his eyes at me. You know, that Mr. Crunchy business executive guy, you know, but now he's kind of more juicy Pentecostal. But, you know, so he's come a long way, baby, in these few years. But anyway, so I got to pray. So he was working for American Airlines, and And, you know, we went to a Christmas party and they did a drawing. And what did they draw? The drawing was for two free first class tickets anywhere we wanted to go. And so God worked it out. We went first class to Hawaii. We had a wonderful, wonderful, really honeymoon time. And it was so glorious. Listen to me. Some of you don't know how to get in faith. You're lazy spiritually. You just believe the lies the devil have told you, that you're always going to be poor. You're always going to be broke. God's never going to give you a turnaround. The good things that happen for other people, but they're not for you. But I want to say, listen to me. The Lord wants to bless you when you're coming in and going out. He wants to bless you in the field. He wants to bless you in the city. This is a year of tremendous blessing. So you can decide how you want to live. I have both abased and abound, and I can do more, but I sure love abounding. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on. Somebody get in agreement with that. Come on. So the Lord's going to help you overcome. This is a season to empower you to overcome the giants you have faced in the last season and enter refreshed into the new season. But if you don't ever take any rest, if you don't ever seek God, you know, to think that maybe God loves you, maybe he wants to give you a time of rest. You see, the thing is, I think life just beats us down, and we begin to believe that the good things are for other people, but they are not for us. One word that the Lord gave us as prophets, and I'm jumping ahead a little bit, is that there are some people that have lived with generations of poverty. In other words, poverty is a debt structure in your life, and the Lord says, God's going to turn it around. He's going to break that cycle of poverty. He's going to help you get out of poverty. And that's what this church is about, right? Poverty-free zone. So it's time to start believing it for yourself. It's time to start believing. This is a year of blessing. The number 5 in the Bible represents grace. This is what we call the Hebrew, the 7th. Of the 7th agricultural cycle. If we look at the Hebrew calendar, which meant that they should let the land rest, they should have rest. Now, sometimes we don't do that. Sometimes we don't even observe the Sabbath's rest. But I want to tell you, if we break the laws that God has put in the Bible, our physical laws break down. I'm preaching to the choir. Okay, so the number 5 represents grace, and this is another admonition. Avoid distractions that will take you away from your focus on the central things God is giving you to do. What happens? The swirlings, if we're not careful, will bring diversions. So you're supposed to go this direction, but Satan is going to try to send everything he can. Think about what happened with Abraham in the Bible, okay? Abraham was given a wonderful promise of God, and then he had family problems. And, you know, I mean, everything blew up on Abraham before he actually obtained his promises. So what do? You know, when you're going through hell, don't stop. Okay? You understand this? You are heaven bound, not hell bound. Just keep going. So God wants to bring grace. In this Hebrew calendar, it's 5775. It's actually the number for this year. I know we go on a Gregorian calendar, but the Bible is a Hebrew book, isn't it? So what do we do in the midst of the whirlwinds? Well, worship is the key to your release. I've counted 13 midnight hour turnarounds in the scripture, things that God did in the midnight hour. And so we know that Paul and Silas in Acts 16:25 were worshiping God. And it's interesting. The Bible says that the people in the prison and the jailers, they were listening to them worship God. So when you're in your workplace or wherever you are and things go bad for you, what kind of report do you give? Do you come to your work and say, you know, oh, I'm just depressed. I better take 2 Xanax, you know, or whatever it is. I know I'm getting on your toes. Okay. You know, but I mean, do you come to work saying, I am so blessed today. I am so thankful for the life that God has given us. It's time to let your words match up. Your mouth has got to work, match up with what you believe. You know, and God has just been nailing me on this. On the words of my mouth. In fact, I was reading this book called Words by Robert Morris. I might have said this last year. And God was dealing with me about stop saying it, about stop being negative, stop being so pessimistic. And the Bible's a book of optimism. And so God was dealing with this, me about this. I got up and I pulled this book off my bookshelf by Robert Morris called Words. And I was doubly convicted to find out that I had written an endorsement for that book. I was like, oh, my Lord, God, when you go after me to spank me, you know, you do a good job, you know. What can I say? I'm sorry. I'm convicted. I repent. You know, so don't think you're the only one God gets after, all right? Last year was a year of contrast. Like in that year, God is going to require us to stand firm. Listen to this. We cannot afford to stay in the old season. I don't want you to stay in the old season. But moreover, God doesn't want you to stay in the old season. You need to tear up those chains of defeat. You need to break them off your life. And it's going to have to be violent. You're going to have to learn to be violent. You might not have thought of yourself as a very violent person, but the violent take it by force. I'm here to provoke you to say, the blessings of God are here for you in the turnaround hour. If you decide, I'm going to stop looking and giving strength to what the devil does, I'm going to praise God in the midnight hour. The Bible says, Judges in 16:3, that Samson laid down until midnight, but then he got up and tore the doors off the gates. It's time to tear the doors off the enemy's gates. It's time to say, I'm not a victim. I'm not a prisoner. Stop saying all the bad stuff that's happened to you and start saying what a good God you serve. And you will see that manifest in your life. Now listen, it is important because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you're always going around and spewing bitterness out of your mouth and unforgiveness out of your mouth, don't think you're going to receive anything from God because you're double-minded. You are just going to have to make a decision. Draw a line in the sand. That was yesterday, but I'm going to my future. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Woo, good preaching, Jesus. Okay. There was deliverance from Egypt at the midnight hour. Exodus 11:4. Ruth changed the heart of the kinsman redeemer at midnight. Oh, you're going to love this word. There are some that have believed to have gotten married a long, long time. But this is the year of sweethearts. This is the year when God is bringing that gorgeous hunk of burning love or whatever it is that you have... Who did I say that? Whatever you've been believing for. Jesus. Who's saying that's for me? That's for me. Me. Pick me, Jesus. Okay. Okay, it might not be just in the calendar year, but the point is, you know, it's not good for man to be alone. I read that somewhere. Okay, Exodus 9. I got to hurry here. You can't laugh all the time. Okay, Esther 9:1-4. The scripture speaks of the turning that God gave his people from the plans of the enemy. The word turned in the Greek Strong's Concordance, where it says that remember there was a decree, those you know the Bible, Haman had the king issue a decree that called for the annihilation of the Jews. But this scripture says that the evil scheme of the enemy was turned away. Guess what the number in Strong's is? 2015. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, the Bible, is 2015. Now, I'm not just into numbers and everything, but the Bible is a book of numbers, and occasionally he's just going to give us a little insight. In fact, in Esther 9:24-26, this is what it said, essentially in the Message Bible. The evil scheme of the Jews' enemy, Haman, had worked out, and it had boomeranged back on his head. And this is what's going to happen. Listen, there are things the devil has said against you. There are lies he's spoken against you. And there are things that he thinks that he's going to completely take you down, maybe through litigation, maybe through someone coming against you, maybe through a court case. But the Lord says, if you praise me in this midnight hour, I'm going to turn it around. Woo! And around and around and around and around. He's going to turn it around. There was nothing that looked more impossible. And so, and what did Esther do? She called for a fast. And so when we fast, the enemy's plans will boomerang back on their head. Put your hands together. That's another good word. We are in a Jesus people movement. And in just a moment, I'm going to read the word of the Lord for Trinity. Now, some of you may be listening and watching from another place, but I want to say to you that if some of this word applies to you, just take it. You know, and when I preach in my friend Claudio Fraser Church in Argentina, you know, they're Latinos, so they're wild, okay? Especially those Argentines. And so, you know, his church, about 25,000, and I'll be preaching away. And they'll start screaming. They jump up and they go, "Me gusto es mío. I like it, it's mine." And so I'll be preaching away, and somebody will go, "No, I like it. I want it. I want it. Oh, no, that one was for me." You know, they talk to each other, you know. We need to learn to have interactive preaching. Amen. Cindy, I love that. Well, okay. All right. So God gave us an admonition for the role of the evangelist. That God is going to raise up evangelists. Because what time is it? It is harvest time. We are in the great awakening, not only of America, but of the nations of the earth. Nations like France that haven't seen awakenings, Spain that haven't seen awakenings, even Japan that's been one of our most difficult nations in the world. The Lord says, it's time for the great awakening to begin. It's time for prodigals to come home. What time is it? It's harvest time. God is going to raise up the anointing of a Moses. There are Moses deliverers that God is going to raise up to lead God's people. Even among ISIS, God spoke to us that there are those that God has been using that have gone from other nations to join the fight in ISIS, but they become disillusioned when they have seen the brutality. And what is going to happen is some of the greatest evangelists on the face of the earth are going to be former terrorists. The Lord is going to turn it around in ways you cannot imagine. There's going to be some great visitations. Damascus Road experience. And where is Damascus? It's in Syria. It's time, and I prophesy to you the Damascus Road experiences. The Lord will engage in new levels of spiritual warfare. New waves of compassion and acts of mercy will flow. The church is coming to a new level of maturity. It's very important to understand. The Lord spoke to us, and I just want to say this briefly. The Lord spoke to us that there is some economic shaking coming to the world, but it could be mitigated against. The Lord showed us that Satan had terrorist plans, but you know what happens? When God's people pray, God turns it around. And there have been some very serious words about our borders, but I want to tell you what I know. Wouldn't it be amazing if terrorists decided to come across our southern borders, but as soon as they touch the border of Texas, the power of God hits them and knocks them flat. God's hand is not short. Listen, just like he got a hold of Saul and he made him a Paul, God has not added the delivering anointing. Just when this nation has looked like it's going down, you listen to me, God has given us a second chance. A miracle will turn in the midnight hour.
Well, I trust that you have enjoyed the prophetic words that Cindy Jacobs gave concerning America 2015. And, you know, everybody doesn't necessarily like her style or necessarily like my style. We all have different deliveries and different styles, but she's a well-known prophetess in America and nations of the world. And all week long, this is Prophetic Week here on BPN Radio. And we are sharing different prophetic words that people are giving. And she is prophesying that this year is a turnaround year in America. And she said that this is a year where we are coming to a place of rest. And so we're getting in faith that God can give us vacations, times of rest, enter into dreams, avoiding distractions on the simple things that God has given us to do, that there are Moses rising up out of the ISIS group that's going to begin to preach the gospel. People coming across the borders of our nation are going to be hit by the Holy Ghost and fall flat on their faces. So we just declare in Jesus' name that God is at work in America, and we are praying. We are praying. And she said, when God's people pray, God turns it around. So we are believing for a turnaround in this nation, and we are believing for a turnaround in the nations of the world. So we thank Cindy Jacobs for giving us those prophetic words. And of course, we'll be all week long, we'll be sharing prophetic words from different people, because the prophet must declare what he or she sees coming. And so we are grateful and we are thankful for that. And right now we just want to pray for the nations of the world. Cindy Jacobs shared about the nations of the world, and we are so thankful that we here on BPN Radio now have 72 nations that have joined us here on Breakout Prayer Network. And we want to recognize some of those nations and pray for them, because, you know, the Bible said that the Lord said, my house shall be a house of prayer. Jesus quoted the prophet Isaiah, my house shall be a house of prayer for all nations. And so we not only are praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening here on BPN, but we're also praying for the nations of the world. And we pray for United Kingdom today. England and Scotland and Wales and Ireland. We pray for France. We pray for Canada. We pray for Germany. We pray for Brazil. Do you know that Brazil is the third most listened to as far as BPN of all the nations? And it's amazing that Brazil, so many people down in Brazil are praying with us here on BPN Radio, and we are so very thankful. And then next of all, we have Germany. Isn't it amazing? First of all, the United States, then the United Kingdom. Third of all is Brazil. Fourth of all is Germany. And then our neighbors to the north, Canada, is fifth, followed by France, and then Italy. China is in the top 10. Thank you, China, for praying with us here on BPN Radio. Then we have South Africa, followed by Malaysia. And amazing that a Muslim nation would be in the top 10 that are going to Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio, followed by Portugal, followed by Indonesia, Portugal, Belgium, India, Australia, Philippines, South Korea, Spain, Russia, Hong Kong, Mexico, Netherlands, Guatemala, Puerto Rico, Norway, Turkey, Colombia, Chile, Venezuela, Argentina, Ireland, Uganda, United Arab Emirates, Pakistan, Thailand, New Zealand, Bahamas, Angola, Serbia, Poland, Romania, Vietnam, Honduras, Jamaica, Aruba, Bolivia, Guadeloupe, Dominica, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, Cape Verde, Cote d'Ivoire, Burkina Faso, Niger, Switzerland, Austria, Croatia, Macedonia, Greece, Moldova, Burundi, Sudan, Lebanon, Kenya, Georgia, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Emirates, Nepal, and then Singapore. Father, we pray for every nation. I don't believe that Japan is praying with us. Why don't somebody contact your friends in Japan and say, would you pray with Dale Gentry and Breakout Prayer Network? Go to BPN Radio. Father, we pray for all of these nations of the world. Many of them are Muslim nations. Many of them are communist nations. But because of BPN Radio, we have no boundaries. Anybody that has an internet, and we are so thankful and grateful today for internet that we can go around the world, over 70 nations praying with us. So we not only pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, but we pray for revival, another spiritual awakening in all of these nations of the world. We've read 72 of them. We pray for China. We pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, for Brazil, the nation that is the third most listened to here on BPN Radio. We pray for our friends down in the Philippines. We pray for Russia. We pray for Guatemala in Jesus' name. We pray for Turkey. It's having major upheaval problems. We pray for the revival going on in Argentina and those people that are praying with us, United Arab Emirates, the Muslim nations. We pray for those nations that they will come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. We pray for Romania, where we have sown a lot of seed in Jesus' name. We pray for Vietnam, where our friend Chester Clark and others are missionaries there. We pray for Jamaica, where we built our very first church. And all the times that we've ministered in Jamaica, we pray, oh God, for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We pray for Austria, where we've ministered. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray for Burundi. And we pray, oh God, for the president there. We have ministered there in the presidential palace in Burundi. And we pray for that nation. We pray for Kenya. We've been many times. We pray in Jesus' name for these nations, Lord, that not only we have sown into, but so many people listening to this broadcast have sown into. We pray for Poland, where our spiritual grandson, Leland, has just returned after ministering there. We pray for the Bahamas, where we've sown seed there in the Bahamas, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Lord, we pray for the nations of the world in the name of Jesus. Lord, send revival in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And we pray right now. We pray right now for you. The will of God be done in your life this year, 2015. And I know that Cindy Jacobs talked about rest. And I believe that's a word for a lot of people today, that you're going to enter this year into a supernatural aura, a supernatural dimension of rest. And, you know, the Bible tells us to labor to enter into that rest. I believe that some of you are going to have a Sabbath. It may not be a year. It may be a week off, 2 weeks off, 3 weeks off. A friend of mine said his whole world changed, turned around when he took 1 month off. And Gene and I are looking forward to the time of the next few days that we're going to take some days off, some time off. Other people are going to fill in here on BPN Radio. We're just going to rest. Let our voice rest. Let our bodies rest. Just take a time. And I know that revelation also comes out of rest. So I pray right now. I pray right now in Jesus' name that you would just enter to that place of rest. Supernatural rest. And that God will give you, miraculously, the Lord will give you some time off, some time away to rest in Jesus' name. I just speak rest over your body, your mind, your will, your emotions. Well, I just don't know. I've got a job. I've got a business. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how you'll do it either. But I know that all things are possible. And I know that God responds to your word, and circumstances and elements around you respond to your word. So why don't you just say right now, I'm going to get a vacation. I'm going to have some time off. I'm going to be able to rest. I'm going to have some supernatural rest in my life. Things are going to be peaceful around me. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you have a prayer request here on BPN Radio that you'd like to send to us, go to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. And send us your prayer request. You can click on there. Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator, and our national prayer team will be praying for you for several days. Don't forget, my spiritual grandson Leland and I will be leading in the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering in Austin, Texas at Jubilee Christian Center, July the 19th, 20th, and 21st. We'll have a lot of the young preachers who'll be joining us, teenage preachers, and college-age preachers, and they'll be preaching, we'll be leading prayer. It's just going to be 3 days of Spirit-led services. And if you want to get away, come to the beautiful city of Austin, Texas, and be with us July the 19th, 20th, and 21st, if you will. I want to thank Roberta Roberts Potts for sending me the new book. I just got it today, My Dad, Oral Roberts. She was on the broadcast last week. She has a brand new book about her dad, Oral Roberts, and you'll want to pick up a copy of that. And I thank you for my copy. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network here on this Wednesday. This Wednesday, and as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And I'm going to be back tomorrow. We'll have somebody else tomorrow, also Friday, Saturday, that will be sharing prophetic words concerning this nation, the future of this nation. We want to thank Cindy Jacobs for sharing her words about 2015. And we know that we know in part, prophesy in part. One prophet may share one part of the word, another prophet another part. But we're thankful for the word of the Lord. Well, you have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow at this time or any time. So we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. This broadcast is produced by Michael Schonborn. Thank you, Michael. And thank you, praying people, for listening today. Be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.